Blog Talk Radio.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get anger and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I never get to y'all was rock of the house. But that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like the band, tell all your friends. And if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear from the host's mouth. And right then and there we can straighten it out. Because I don't get involved with he said, she said. So take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last. The day your mouth might break, go behind can't can.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth. You got a big mouth. A big mouth, a big mouth.
People, you
are a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth. You blabbermouth. Out.
Now.
Are a blabbermouth.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me. Always being the blabbermouth, big mouth. What's up, y'all? It's Saturday. And before I forget, let me say this. Anything I talk about is solely the opinion of Big Mouth and Big Mouth only. I'm doing this for entertainment purposes. I'm just talking. I'm just entertaining myself. And those of you that happen to be listening, happen to hear me, but I'm just talking. I am broke. So I need to make sure I say that. And what's up to Blog Talk Radio? Without you, there just would not be a platform. And y'all know I say this every week. Every week that it's become so many countries. Instead of me saying the list of them like I used to and thanking each one of you, I just want to say thank all of you so very much for the listening on all of various countries, and then those of you that are on Air Force bases or Army bases or whatever kind of base, Navy base, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so thankful, so thankful, because I'm telling you, without y'all, it just would not be, and I would really be talking to myself. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. So this week, it was a quiet week. I didn't have too much going on this week, so I don't have much to talk about what I did this week. What did I do? What went on this week? You know what? I have got to say this before anything, before I go forward. I have to give shouts out to folks, to Valisa Creighton. Happy belated birthday, Valisa. The big daddy of big daddies of all big daddies, daddies. I got to say happy birthday to David Lawrence. Happy birthday, David. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And shout out to the Grand Poobah, Marcel Odom. Juju, Fam Life, what's up? Devato, who else? Tank, 2G's, you know I got to shout you out. 2G's, Junior, Miss Cappuccino, Yaya, Mary Jane, Dame Blaze, whew. That was a mouthful. I have to say thank you. Shout out to y'all. Hope everything is well out there with you. And I guess Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, so I just lost my train of thought. So back to my week. Y'all know I'm a foodie. It's nothing that I'm quiet about. That's what I am. That's what I is a foodie. You know, and since I've been sick or was sick, I had lost my sense of taste. I had lost my sense of taste well before I went into the coma, but I had lost my sense of taste because I used to love me some McDonald's or the Big Mac. I think it's that the sauce, that romaine, whatever sauce that they use on those Big Macs. Those are my favorites. But anyway, my sense of taste is coming back to me. And all I do is just eat. Yeah, I can blame it on me blazing that I do quite a bit. But even when I'm not blazing, I just eat. So this week, my sense of taste is so all over the place that I done been to, went to Mexico, I done been to Israel, I went to India, Asia, and France based on my taste buds this week. And I'm just trying to gain some weight, my weight back. I'm at my weight, but I want to fluff up a little bit because it's about summertime. My Get Fine program. It's summertime. You know, you got to do what you got to do in the summer. Summertime. Yes, y'all. You know I'm retarded. And it's that time for me to, let me slow down. I need to take a break and get my notes together so that I can talk about what went on this week. It's kind of quiet this week. So when we come back from the break, we will be talking about Trump, what's his name, Santos, Kim Zolak, Anita Baker, and it's a whole lot more. It's a quiet week. Thank God nobody got killed. That's the good thing about that. Nobody was killed. That was a good thing. And that's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth. We'll be right back. Bye.
Podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Benicia.
Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. Lady Barber, I see you out there.
Ooh. You're listening to RT, a big mouth. That's what's up.
That's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and it's Saturday, and it's Mother's Day weekend, so shout out to all the mothers out there. Unfortunately, my mother's not here, but she's here with me in spirit every day. So shout out to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to you, to my sister Gidget, who's flying around somewhere. I don't know where she is, but she's out there. Happy Mother's Day, Gid. So, all right, it's been a quiet week. So let's start with, you know, I don't like giving him too much airtime. He's just a piece of chitlin to me. You know how I feel about this man. I just dislike him. I just dislike him. I really do. I try to maybe not be this way about him, but when I look at everything that he's done from back when his father was still alive, he just... Anyway, so this week, the Chitlin Slayer, Baby Leia, player himself, the Trumpster, was convicted of SA against, what's the reason, Gene somebody? You know, y'all, I don't have no full names or stuff, but I know stories about things, and I will repeat it and let you know what I done heard out there in the streets. But, yeah, he, I guess he sexually assaulted this woman back in 90-something at Bergdorf Goodman. And, you know, I guess he never thought that stuff would come back to haunt him. Like, what was that show he was on where he was talking and they caught him on tape talking about cupping women's goonkies and that he can do that because he was a celebrity and they'll let him do that because he's a billionaire and all that. I don't care how much money you got. You're not cupping my goonkie. You know what I'm saying? He's just gross. He really is gross. And you can see that, to me, that those are characteristics that he has had and displayed all his life, that he's been that way, that he's acted like that towards women all his life. He's just been one of those kids that you, one of those people when they were kids, you know, just, he was an ass. He was an arrogant ass, a privileged, arrogant ass. And I don't get it why these people are allowing him to get this far to be president again. You know, they're kind of like saying, well, even with this next person who mimics everything he does, George Santos, he just got indicted for fraud. He was money laundering. He was, first of all, this is what I don't get. He has been the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. He has had more jobs than a Jamaican. You know, a Jamaican's got two, four jobs. He done been pretty much a little, you don't know if he's Catholic. You don't know if he's Jewish. You don't know if his family member passed away at 9/11 or somebody died during the Holocaust. You don't know if he's gay or if he's a transvestite cross-dresser. You don't know if he's unemployed because he's frauded the government out of money for unemployment. What the hell? You know what? Remember that girl? I think that was maybe a few years ago where she scammed her way into the elite where they thought that she was like some bigwig, like her dad was an accountant. She was a contessa or whatever they call her, a princess. And she just got by saying she was going to be getting a check soon, and people believed her, and they just advanced the money, and that's the crazy thing, because, you know, that don't happen with people of color. Like, they can't just pretend like they somebody. Well, I don't know, that one boy did it, that he was, he said Sidney Poitier was his dad, but that didn't last as long as this girl did. She got into some elite circles and fashion circles and just the upper 1% she scammed her way into. So it's like the same with George Santos. And they know that he's lied. But even though they know that he's lied, they're still allowing for him to, what is he, a senator? He's in Congress or whatever. But it's okay for him to still stay in Congress after he lied to get to where he got. Like, did he really go to school to where he said he went to school? Was he a part of certain organizations that he said he was a part of? I mean, he's a grifter. He's another grifter, and he's using the Tillerman's notes from his book on how to grift. He's using them. Now, whether the GOP keep him around, you know, like get on the bandwagon on his side, I don't know. They kind of quiet on him because I think they want to get rid of him too, honestly, truthfully. But he has been the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. And so now he's been indicted and arrested. So that's what happened this week, y'all. Craziness, craziness, craziness. But I'm telling you, this wouldn't happen for people of color. Because that young man that said he was Sidney Poitier or who's ever, yeah, it was Sidney Poitier's son years ago. It lasted, he grifted for so long, but not as long as these people were doing it, not as long as Santos. And on that note, oh boy, whew, it's your girl Big Mouth, and that's what's up. My mouth, I'm dry, my mouth thirsty. I'll be back, I gotta get some water. I'm thirsty. He's a girl, Big Miss. See? Bye. I'll be right back.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Curve. say how you want curve. Vegas, say how you want curve. Delaware, say how you want curve. What's up, what's up? Chi-Town, say how you want curve. Tennessee, say how you want curve. Texas, say how you want curve. What's up, what's up?
Welcome back, y'all. It's the girl Big Mouth, and you know me, always being the lady, or at least trying. So, like I said, you know, it's been a quiet week, and, okay, so this was a killer for me this week. I thought it was kind of funny. So, you know, they had the coordination over the weekend, and Harry popped in and out, and I told y'all about that. And they had the Lionel Richie and Katy Perry performance for the coordination. So Lionel Richie was there, and I guess some of their tabloids or papers or whatever, had some questions for him. And they asked him, they were like, oh, my God, you look so good. You know, your skin looks good. You know, what's your secret? And he's like, oh, you know, water, and I don't eat a lot of meat and stuff, and you don't eat a lot of meat. And just naming off healthy stuff that he does. So the reporter said to him, so did you have or have you had plastic surgery? And this mofo had the nerve to respond, no, lies you tell. He told them, no, he has not had plastic surgery. Now, listen. Okay, first of all, I'm saying I don't know. I don't know what this man has had, but I do know this. The man is older than me. I grew up listening to him. And, yeah, they say black don't crack. But black don't pull like patent leather. His face is so shiny, it's like you just pulled back and tight, and he gonna say he ain't never had no plastic surgery. Come on now, y'all. I did. I don't know. He may not have had it, but my eyes have told me that what I've seen looks or appears as if his skin has been pulled back like patent leather. I can't believe he said he didn't have no plastic surgery. He might not have, but I don't know. You know, like Smokey Robinson. Now, I love me some Smokey. I love me Smokey. But Smokey, don't, babe, leave your skin alone. You know, you look shocked. That's how much they pulled your skin back. You look like you're startled, like you're shocked. You don't know. No, please, don't pull your skin no more. Don't leave it alone. Just age gracefully, because you don't want to look like, Kenny, what's his name? Oh, so sad. His face, he looked like the Lemon Drop Kid. That's what Smokey's either on the verge of or at that Lemon Drop Kid look, you know. So is Lionel Richie. Or, you know, if he's ever had anything done, but that's what he's starting to look like. And don't do no more. No more, don't do no more. I can't do no more. I can't do no more. And what is this going on? It just seems like all the blogs and stuff are trying to piss off Kanye. Now, is this a Kim ploy to, you know, to get him angry? Like, you always talk about poking the bear and stuff, but I noticed that the blogs have been, I don't know, they seem like they're trying to piss him off for some reason. Like, they were at a game of, I think it was Chicago's, and he was standing behind Kim while Kim was sitting in a chair. But he didn't want to, I guess, be too close to Bonnie because he didn't want the paparazzi and folks trying to create something that wasn't there because, you know, they're good for doing that. Making up stuff to seem like something's happening and making Bianca think that something's going on because you know they creepy crawlers because they try to go after people's men all the time. And I heard that Kim has been creeping to, not creeping, but been going to games, the Laker games with, whose wife is that? I guess it's her agent's wife, who happens to be somebody that doesn't care for Kanye and was trying to help them get rid of his billions and all that. She's been creeping to the Laker games. They say that she got her eye on LeBron. And LeBron's wife was like, "Sis, please, let me stop you right there in your tracks. Don't you even think about it. That's my man, and we done been together since the early days of high school." You know how she creeps around, thinks she needs to try to get her somebody. Anyway, back to her and Kanye. I think that she's got these gossip people and blogs and stuff trying to make more out of something with her and Kanye. You know, about Kanye talks, they be talking or texting each other. And, you know, she's trying to make it seem like it's more than what's actually going on. Go sit down somewhere. Go sit down somewhere. You don't pretend, keep pretending like you're studying for law school, for constitutional law, as Tisha tells everybody that she was recently studying for constitutional law and that she's just been so busy. Go sit down. Shout out to Tisha Tell on YouTube, AT2 on YouTube, Choke No Joke on YouTube and Instagram. Those are the three people. Oh, and what is Auntie? What's her name? Out of Philadelphia. What is her name? Was her name? She's also a survivor. She's had a stroke too. What is this lady's name? Oh, she's a radio personality. I think it'll come to me. Shout out to y'all. It's your girl Big Mouth, and we will take another break, as I usually do. And that's what's up. All right, I'll be right back.
Running away to get away. Ha 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 ha. You're wearing out your shoes. Look at you fooling you. Pink and blue of night and day. Hee 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 hee. You're stretching out your dues. Thank you.
look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. Come to the light, Carolyn. Come to the light, Carolyn. It looks like Miss Anita Baker is still having little, I guess, diva issues. I don't know. At first, when I heard the story, I thought maybe she was still stuck on her divaness, because several people have said this about her, and that was one of the reasons why she kind of didn't make a comeback after she had a child and nursed the child and whatever. She was on a little diva kick for a minute there. So this time she was supposed to open up, or she was not open up, she was supposed to do a show with Babyface, and I guess they had some kind of technical difficulties, and 2-hour technical difficulties. And they had an 11 o'clock curfew. So Babyface was supposed to open up, and Anita was supposed to close out the show. So since they had the 2-hour delay, apparently Anita Baker said to Babyface, let me just go ahead and do my 2-hour show since I was the headliner. And we were already 2 hours late. Now, they could have settled this a little better. They could have given Babyface an hour to perform for people. And then Anita could have cut her show an hour early. You know what I'm saying? To make their deadline by 11 o'clock, but instead of saying to Babyface, I'm just going to go ahead and do my show. They came here to see me. I was a headliner. Well, I'm sure there were people there on behalf of Babyface. It ain't like Babyface is some gump. He's well known and people like him and loved his music, and, you know, they might have been there just for him some. Some people may have been there just for him and not just for Anita Baker, but he didn't perform, and that's that. Kim Zolek, what in the Real Housewives Potty to the Party is going on with her? This week, she was, in foreclosure of her house, $1 million house that she had. And so her and her football husband are divorcing. She's getting a divorce from him. Her house is in foreclosure. But what I'm hearing, she got a little gambling problem and a shopping problem. And that was just recently with that shopping, up until recently, because her daughter, I don't know what birthday it is for her, it don't matter. She big, but she went shopping for her daughter so she could have this super spectacular birthday. You know, she just had to have these, I'm just hypothetically saying, had to have these $100 million of shoes for her birthday. When you are in foreclosure, what the world is wrong with you? You think those can go to the consignment shop and help you out? But she is, she got a problem. Yeah, she got a gambling problem. Really, I think she does. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm just talking.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I think she's a little, you know, one egg short of a dozen, or her couple of eggs cracked of a dozen. Yeah. That's what was going on with her. And what else has been happening this week? Oh, you know, okay, real quick. I wasn't going to touch on this again this week because I talked about it last week. Now they're saying that Jamie Foxx is home and has been home. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. I just think that maybe, like I said last week, I think Jamie was or is in a coma and he's just coming out of it. And it's going to take him a few minutes to get, if he's out, to get himself back together. I just don't think if he was out and playing pickleball, come on now. That's a lot of energy. They playing pickleball after you've been sick like you were. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say dreadfully sick, but yeah, he was close to death or is, I don't know. But anyway, he's supposed to be home and playing pickleball. Nigga, please. Excuse my language. Because he has always been the type of celebrity to put himself in front of the camera to reassure people or to let them know certain things about him. And I really think that if he was feeling better and had had enough energy to go play pickleball, he would have had them film something to let people know that he was okay and that he's at home. Now, if somebody's trying to kill him, so he says that might be his reason for not coming in front of the camera, but he's well enough to play pickleball. Look, it don't smell right. And if it don't smell right or doesn't look like a duck or quack like a duck, it's not a duck. Something ain't right there. I just think his family was trying to cover up all these stories of people coming forward and saying that prayers are needed, that he's close to his deathbed, you know, stuff like that. Because I don't think he's home. Because I think if he was feeling better or well enough, he would have been in front of the camera to reassure his fans and people that he's okay. If he's that well where he's playing pickleball, then he would have come in front of the camera. And I just don't, that's a lie. Or at least I think it is. Based on my experiences with having, you know, being in a coma and everything that I went through and the rehabilitation and learning how to write and all that stuff and talk, he might be responding, and he may be alert, but he ain't playing pickleball. And that's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth. I'll be back. Pickleball. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, oh, my God. Bitch, I run the game. Y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, oh, my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh, God. Oh my God, bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God, everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, this the type of shit they said they really wanted. So I gave them this right here, now go get bloody. Check my last album, all y'all know I'm running. Flip the script, it's cause I couldn't fucking study. This the type of shit my life is all about. Check the Forbes list, you know I'm falling out. You too humble, boy, just let it out. Fuck them all then, I'm a debtor now. Like, oh, I think I know this flow, this stupid flow, out of control. Like, whoa, this shit like, whoa, I think I know. Like, whoa, like, whoa, like, this simple execution. This is what the people said they
my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, hold on, let me bring it back. Everybody know I'm bringing the facts. And they wonder why I got it like that. Cause I put everything right on the track. And you know I'm a fuck around and let it go. I've been living like war, I've been living. You already know when these motherfuckers wanna take it, but never mistaken. I'm sure where I'm going and I'm knowing what I'm doing. Intuition never switching on the mission. Motherfucker, why'd you miss it? Why'd you miss it? Like, goddamn, I'm like, oh God. Hold up, wait a minute, they ain't ready for the hook. It's another day, another book. I feel like Indiana and Atlanta, hotter than Havana, coming with the stamina. Bitch, put down your camera and live in the moment. This shit right here, everybody gon' want it. So what up with it? Any and everybody talk about that boy change. And y'all can just shut up with it, cause I know ain't none of y'all getting the flow. Boy, this that execution. This is what the people said they wanted from me, young boy. From the God. This that execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the rap God. From the God. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I
what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. I just hear fire engines and shit running up and down the street, and so I do apologize. I'm not on fire. So, y'all, it is Mother's Day weekend. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. I shouted folks out early today. But I want to shout folks out again. Mother's Day is, it's not a sad day for me because I lost my mother back in 97. And so it's sad, but it's not sad because for me, my mother is always with me. Like the little things that occur that make me think of her. Like, I'll smoke all of a sudden. It's weird. And they said that there's something to that if you can smell smoke like that. Like, the soul of that person or somebody is around you. So, little things like that. Not, you know, me being the foodie, I told y'all. I think the cravings, some of the cravings that I have are, that are things that I know she used to enjoy eating. So it's weird. How I clean my house. Well, that should be inevitable because that should be instilled from the age of six within me. So, you know, but I just want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. I don't know. I just don't know what else to say. And on that note, I got two more seconds. So let me take a quick break before I get off sentimental. I'll be back with your girl Big Mouth. That's what's up. Mother's Day. That's what's up.
You are, oh, I
Y'all, it's your girl Big Mouth. You know me, always a lady. It's Mother's Day weekend. I just saw a couple of people I need to shout out. My niece, Candy Corbin. Oh, happy Mother's Day, Mamacita. Happy Mother's Day, Bobby, Shelby. Happy Mother's Day. Miss Beverly, happy Mother's Day. Connie, happy Mother's Day. You all are so special to me, especially since Mom is no longer here. You were her best friends, and you are three women that I have grown up with in my life, and I want to wish you happy Mother's Day. And all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day, guys. I'm about to cut it short, so like the farmer says of the potato, plant you now, dig you later. Thank you, everybody, for listening to me tonight. Little sentimental. I had to push through, and I made it. Good night, everybody. I'll talk to you. I'll see you next week. It's your real Big Mouth. And that's what's up. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.